Welcome, welcome aboard to Morning Walk. This beautiful morning, this is where we walk in the presence of men and in the sight of God. We walk through your bridges, we walk over your borders, we walk to possess and repossess some territories. Cast me to heal and love and kindness in the morning, for in thee do we trust. Cause us to know the way when we should walk, because the lift of our soul unto thee. Psalms 143 verse 8. Welcome and watch the morning with my Father's children. Let us pray. Awesome God, loving God, divine God, God of health, God of wealth, God of knowledge, God of power, God of understandable, the God that never fails, the God that never changes. We look to thee for grace, we look to thee by faith. This hour we pray in your gracious name. Amen and amen. It's Bible reading time. We're going back to read the Bible. We're going to Genesis chapter 32. Don't move a muscle. Genesis chapter 32 read as thus. Then Jacob went on his way, and God's angel met him. When Jacob saw that, he said, "This is God's army." So he named the place Mahamah, from two armies. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Sor, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "This to my lord Esau, your servant Jacob, say this, I have been living temporarily with Laban, and have stayed there until now." Amen. "And I am oxen, donkeys, flocks, men servant, and women servant, and I have sent to tell my lord that I have made, that I may find mercies and kindness in your sight." And the messenger returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and now he is on his way to meet you, and 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people who were with him, and the flock on the herd, and the camel into two groups, thinking if Esau comes to one group to smite him, then the group which will escape. Jacob said, "O God, my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, and whom said to me, 'Return to your country and to your people, and I will do good things,' I am not worthy of at least all the mercy and loving kindness, all thine faithfulness which you have shown to your servant, for with whom only I passed over this Jordan. Now I beseech you to come with me. Deliver me, I pray you, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come to smite me and smite the mother of our children." And you said, "I will surely do you good and make your descendant as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitudes." And Jacob lodged there then that night, and took from what he had with him a present for his brother Esau: 200 she-goats, 20 eagles, 200 ewes, 20 rams, 30 milk camel, which they're called 40 cows, 10 bulls, 20 she-donkeys, and 10 colts. And he put them into the charge of his servant. Every drove by itself, and said to his servant, "Pass over before me, and put space between me and thee, and drove and drove." And he commanded the first, "When Esau my brother met you, and asked to whom you belongs, you were going, and whose are these animals before you? Then you shall say, 'They are your servants, Jacob.' If it's a present sent by my lord Esau, and moreover, he is behind us." And he commanded the second and the third that follow, and drove, saying, "This is what you are to say to Esau when you meet him." and say, moreover, your servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will applaud him with the present that goeth before me. Afterward, I will see his face, perhaps he will accept me. So the present went on before him, and he lodged himself that night in the camp. But he rose up early the same night and took his two wives, his two women servants, and his 11 sons, and passed over before the ford of Jabbok. And he took them and sent them across the brook. Also he sent over all that he had, and Jacob was left alone. A man wrestled with him until daybreak. And when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hollow of his thigh, and Jacob's thigh was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, let me go, for the day is breaking. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you declare a blessing upon me. The man asked, what is your name? And he whispered and said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, which means contender, for you have contended and have power with God, and with man have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, tell me, I pray you, what is your name? But he said, what is it you ask of my name? And the angel said, I declare that I am from God, and I declare a blessing upon thee, Jacob. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for saying, I have seen the face of God. For I have seen God's face, and my life is spared, and not a snatched away. And as I passed through Peniel, the sun rose up, and I was wimpling because of my thigh. Verse 32. That is why this day the Israelites do not eat the sinews of the hip, which is on the hollow of their thigh, because the angel of the Lord touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and the sinews of his hip. Let's go to chapter 33 of Genesis. And Jacob raised his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau was coming with his 400 men. So he divided the children to Leah and to Rachel, unto his two maid servants, and he put the maid children in front of Leah, and her children after them, and Rachel and Joseph last of all. Then Jacob went over the streams before them, and he bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother Esau. But Esau ran to meet him and embrace him and fell at his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Esau looked up and saw the woman and the children and said, who are these? And Jacob replied, they are the children whom God has graciously given to your servant. Then the maid came near, they and the children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near, and they bowed themselves. After him, Joseph and Rachel came near, and they bowed themselves. Esau said, what do you mean by this company which I met? And he said, these are that I might find favor in the sight of my Lord. And Esau said, I have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself. But Jacob replied, no, I beg of you. If now I have found favor in your sight, receive my gift that I am presenting for you. Truly to see your face is to me, and I had seen the face of God, and you have received my favorable gift. Accept, I beg you, my blessings and gift that I have brought to you, for God has dealt graciously with me, and I have everything. And he kept urging him to accept it. Then Esau said, let us start on our journey, and I will go before thee. But Jacob replied, you know, my Lord, that the children are tender and delicate and need gentle care, and the flock on the earth is with young, and have concern of me. For if the men should overdrive them for a single day, the whole of the flock will die. Amen. Let my Lord, I pray you, pass over before his servant, and I will let slowly govern by the livestock that set a pace before me, and endure with the children until I come to the Lord in Seir. Then Esau said, let me now alone with you some of the people who are with me. But Jacob said, what need is this? Let me find favor in the sight of the Lord. So Esau turned back, so they were in Seir. But Jacob journeyed to Succoth, and built himself a house, and made booths, a place of shelter for his livestock. So the name of the place is called Succoth Booth. When Jacob came from Paddan, he arrived safely in peace of the town of Shechem in the land of Canaan, and pitched his tent before he enclosed the town. Then he brought the piece of land in which he had encamped before the sons of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. Verse 20. There he erected an altar and called it Eloi, Israel, God, the God of Israel. We run on to chapter 34 of Genesis. Now Dina, daughter of Leah, who she born to Jacob, went out and attended to see the girls of the place. And when Shechem, sons of Hamor, the Hittite, prince of the country, saw her, he seized her, laying with her, and humbly defiled and disgraced her. But his soul lodged for the clinging of Dinah, daughter of Jacob, and he loved the girl and spoke comfortably to her young heart wisely. And Shechem said to his father Hamor, get me this girl to be my wife. Jacob heard that Shechem defiled Dinah his daughter. Now his sons were with his livestock in the field. So Jacob held his peace until they came home. But Hamor, father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to have a talk with him. When Jacob's sons heard it, they came from the field, and they were distressed and grief and very angry, for Shechem had done a vile thing to Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, which are not to be done. And Hamor conferred with them, saying, the soul of my sons Shechem cleave your daughter and sister, I begged of you, give her to him to be his wife, and make marriage with us, and give your daughter to us, and take our daughter to you. You shall dwell with us in the country, will be open to you, live and trade, and get your position in it. And Shechem said to Dinah's father and her brother, let me find favor in your eyes, and I will give you whatsoever you ask of me. Ask me ever so much dowry and married gifts, I will give according to what you tell me. Only give me the girl to be my wife. The sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor, his father, deceitfully, their intention act by saying, in effect, we are going to do this because you are defiled and disgraced your sister's Dinah. They said to them, we cannot do these things and give the sister one is not circumcised, for that would be a reproach and disgrace to us. But we do consent to do this. You will become as we are, every male among you to be circumcised. Then we will give your daughters to you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you and become one people. But if you will not listen to us and be consent to be circumcised, then we will take away our daughter and go our ways. The word pleased Hamor, the sons of Shechem, and the young men made him not delay to do the things, for he delighted in Jacob's daughter. He was honored above all his family, so he was ranked first and Ak first. Then Hamor and Sheshem, his sons, came to the gates of their enclosed town and discussed the matter with the citizens, saying, "These men are peaceable with us, and so let them dwell in the land and trade it, for the land is large enough for all of us, for them. Let us take their daughters for our wives, and let us give them our daughters." But the men with consent to a request that they live amongst us and one people only on one condition, that every male among us be circumcised as they mention. But the men will consent to the request that they live among us and be one people only in one condition, that every male be circumcised in the eyes of God. Shall not their cattle and their possession and all their beasts of ours only be consent to them, and they will dwell in their land? Verse. And all the people who went out of the town's gate listened and heed what Hamor and Sheshem said, and every male had circumcised whom he has resided on the town. Verse 25, we will stop. But on the third day after the circumcision, when all men were sworn, two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, Dana's full brother, took their sword boldly and entered the city without danger and slew all the men. So we'll pick up at Genesis chapter 34, verse 36. If tomorrow, Saturday, is your church day, this is your day of Sabbath, go to church. Don't steal from church. Go to church and give God your best praise. This is your brother and friend, God, chief servant, Mama Pulsi, last boy. God bless you.